Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone. We are so glad you're able to join us today. Welcome to The Harvest. I'm Hans, and I'm joined here by my beautiful bride, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, my goodness. So, if you live in Georgia, it is back to school season, and it could not come fast enough. Those 2 months are filled with joy. We have two kids that are school-aged, mm-hmm. and they're great kids, really good kids, very independent. But, you know, that last week or two, when they sink into that, I'm bored. And our 13-year-old's been real excited about school starting, so that's been good. 16-year-old, not so much.
No.
So it's good. This is a great, time to get back into some routines and get into a good set schedule. And I'm back to my 5:30 devotion time. So I'm reading through my scripture with one eye open now.
Yep.
Well, we have a great show today. We're so happy that you could join us this morning. And we want to first thank our sponsor, Senior Provisions, as always. Senior Provisions is a faith-based and family-owned senior care placement agency. Our advisors will personally guide you through senior care options, making recommendations for quality providers. Our services are no cost to you, and they become your trusted resource on the senior care journey. So thank you so much, Senior Provisions, as always, for hosting and sponsoring our show. And Hans, what do we have going on today?
Today is a very special program. Today we have a guest in, Robin Dill, and she's going to talk to us about congregational respite. And I think it's an amazing topic to talk about with our audience. And she is just an amazing authority on this. She's written a book that walks people through the structure of congregational respite called Walking with Grace. And there's just a ton of things to go over. So
I'm so excited.
I want to welcome her. We are so blessed to have you on our program.
Thank you.
Robin and I have known each other for years. And I remember, I was just sharing with her, I remember distinctly my first interaction with her. I had stopped in to share with her what our agency did and how we could be a resource to her participants, and then to learn about what a congregational respite program was and how I could support that. And I met a woman that literally, if you want to walk through the door and be embraced, go to Robin's office, because I've never met very few people that are so passionate and loving. And I remember just the energy you had, and I thought, oh, my goodness, this woman was created for this ministry.
Amen.
And then on top of that, I've never been prayed over as strongly and lovingly as you prayed over me and our ministry that was beginning. And so now we have come full circle, and when we wanted to talk about congregational respite programs, I said to Hans, and he said, we got to call Robin. I said, yes, we do. And I called you on the phone, and it was just God's perfect timing as always. So let's start. I just want to share a little bit about you.
Uh-oh.
I know.
So get ready.
Uh-oh. Like, where are you reading that from? But Robin, you have beautifully combined, which I don't know how you couldn't do this, your faith, all of the talents and giftedness that God has gifted you with, your administrative skills, your creativity, your heart and passion for caregivers and for older adults that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's. And you really are a visionary, and you created a congregational respite program and really kind of founded the whole kind of how do you begin to do this and what mistakes to avoid and how for it to be successful. And so you've combined all of that, and you began the Grace Arbor's respite program over at First United Methodist in Lawrenceville, which over the years has just been a tremendous resource for our clients. So, and then now, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this, God has seen fit to bring you into a fuller ministry, supporting other churches that have the desire and the vision to begin a respite program. So just begin telling us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my. Well, first, Amy Hans, it's an honor to be here. As Amy said, we met in my office for the first time, and I think our spirits just immediately connected. So I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a grandma, and I have loves that take me away from congregational respite ministry, like gardening and reading and sewing and climbing Stone Mountain. But I've been a caregiver, and that's when you've been a caregiver to your spouse and seeing your parents walk through dementia, it brings a depth and a dynamic that a lot of people don't have in ministry. And, you know, there's that scripture that says we suffer so we can help others who suffer. And that has been part of my journey.
Wow. That's awesome. You know, I'm going to throw it over here to Hans for a minute.
A cornerstone of our show, and I know of your walk, is God's word.
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to know what word are you standing on? What word kind of just gets you up in the morning and sends you out into the field?
You know, for many, many years, God has taught me about prayer and just what is prayer. And my favorite scripture is Philippians 4:6-7. And it's this: do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with thanksgiving, give your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen. That's powerful.
How has that scripture taken you on this journey with congregational respite? Tell us how that is a forefront of what you do day in and day out.
Oh, to begin a ministry, and if you read either of my books, one's Walking with Grace and one is the revised copy, I say in that at the beginning, this is a journey of the Holy Spirit, and you start with prayer. You have to pray it into being. And if God is for that, he is going to open up the doors. He is going to bring in the people. He's going to lay it on the heart of the church to open up and say, we can do this. Prayer is an integral part of ministry. It's the foundational part.
Well, I think that that's, I mean, some good truth, because I think a lot of times when ministries begin and the heart and the passion and the vision is there, and then volunteers don't show up, and funding isn't always maybe there, especially in today's church environment, and that can be very discouraging. So if you are not prayed up, if you have not
preparing with prayer,
yes, and you know, every morning that is what we would do before we start Grace Arbor, was we would gather together, and part of that was to unburden and to release whatever it was they brought in, and then to begin under the power of the Holy Spirit to do ministry with people. People with dementia can be very unpredictable, and God knows what we need at any given moment. In breath prayers, you're talking with someone and you're not quite getting that understanding, just saying, Lord, help me. Help them say what they want to say. And just seeing it happen, it's incredible.
That's awesome. Okay, so I'm going to back up just a little bit, because we're sitting here and we know what a congregational respite program is.
That's right.
So define for our listeners who are in ministry, who may be adult caregivers themselves, what is a congregational respite program?
Okay. Well, I'm going to back up to back when Governor Sonny Perdue was governor, and he had this idea that churches could come alongside caregivers and provide respite for loved ones. So we were, First United Methodist was the first church that, under a grant that was held by the Alzheimer's Association, launched a congregational respite ministry. And it is inside the church. It's on the church property, and it's using the physical space of the church, and it's volunteer driven, which is amazing. So I was full-time staff, but I had 45 volunteers that served in that ministry. Later, I got an assistant director and a ministry assistant and even a part-time cook. But basically, that's how it began. And so in 2008, the grant was dropped by the state, and people continued to contact the Alzheimer's Association to say, how do you do this? And they had been sending people to us to come and see. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, okay, I need to create something to equip churches on how to start ministries. Mm-hmm. And that's when I wrote Walking with Grace, and I self-published it in 2009. So you tell me, do you want to hear about a day at this point or just...
Oh, I definitely want to hear about a day. So we're going to, I think that'll be a great way to start after break. We've been talking with Robin Dill with Walking with Grace Ministries. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue to learn how a congregational respite program can serve our adults in our community and our caregivers and be a blessing to a church.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back, everyone. We have a very special program today. We're here with Robin Dills, author of Walking with Grace, and she has set up an amazing program of respite for the elderly and congregational respite within the church. And we're so grateful to kind of walk this through with you all, and so you all can get some great knowledge to take back to your churches and open your eyes to all the need or equip you with the need that you see out there. And Robin was going to kind of walk us through a day in congregational respite, and we want to start back with that.
Thanks, Han. So, you know, people hear that term, what is a congregational respite? So it is a program in the church that allows a caregiver to have a break. Respite means a break. So a 24/7 exhausted, frustrated caregiver can step away knowing that their loved one has been cared for by a group of trained staff and volunteers. That's the key. And also the fact that these volunteers and staff are using their spiritual gifts. It's not just a paid job, mm-hmm. but it is ministry in action. So for the caregiver, it gives them a break. For the person that has dementia, it is a day of stimulation. Mm-hmm. So when our folks would come in, they would be greeted by our volunteers. They'd get a name tag because, you know, to have a name tag helps people. You don't have to remember. And when you have dementia, you don't remember. So they get a name tag. They get a cup of coffee. They get engaged at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. We did devotions, and I did a Montessori for dementia training. training that I modeled our devotional time after that. After devotions, we would have exercise. So armchair exercise using weights and balls and bands. Then we would have lunch. And lunch in this setting, to me, can be the best meal for a person with dementia. They have that social interaction going on. And then after lunch, activities like art, like games that stimulate the mind and the body. And then every day we would have a different musician that would come in and play music, and we would sing and dance and get more exercise. So it's a day full of stimulation. Now, there's one more component, and it's those volunteers that are using their gifts and talents. A lot of our volunteers are retired, and it gives them just an amazing way to step in and serve in their retirement. So it's a beautiful, beautiful ministry.
Wow.
We have one of your volunteers who attends our church, and she's what was great is she just recently came back from a youth mission trip. And
I know who you're talking about.
Yep, and I won't say her name to keep her privacy, but I was talking to her, and she said, "Now, what do you all do?" So I was explaining what we do, and she said, "Oh, I serve at Grace Arbors."
Love it.
And so here is this very active older adult who's retired, who is...
with an amazing inner glow, like just an energy about her that's like, let's get to doing.
And
that's amazing.
Yeah. And my daughter got the privilege of rooming with her and got to know her, and she just loves her. And so she's spanning those generations. And that's really our heart and passion, too, is definitely to engage the younger generation with the older generation. Can you speak to that?
Oh, please let me speak to that. So, you know, again, one of my scriptures that I love, without vision, a people perish. And we have had youth that have come and served at Grace Arbor. And we have one young lady in particular all through high school. She's in her senior year of college. And guess what she's going to be doing? She's going to be a geriatric occupational therapist.
Wow.
From serving at Grace Arbor. You know, it is college students coming in. We want these kids to serve. And when young skin touches old skin, it's magical.
I love that. I just love that. I'm, you know, we do some training, and we've just been talking recently in our own church about engaging the youth. And I just said to the youth pastor, I said, please, please, please let me come in on a Wednesday night and do 1 hour of training.
Yes.
Because I don't believe that without the training, you're not equipping people.
That's right.
And, you know, for a young adult, for a young teenager to walk into a nursing home and not be prepared for what they're going to see and smell and experience, we're not doing them a good service. So to equip them so that they feel confident, we even sit with them and kind of walk them through how to pray for an older adult.
Love that.
And how to, you know, that's something that takes some boldness, but when they feel more emboldened when they are trained.
Yes.
So, well, I'm very interested to hear, because I believe Grace Arbor's typically ran, what, 4 days a week?
It is. It's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 to 3.
And I know every time I called you, I got your voicemail because you were either in program or you were planning the program.
That's right.
And so to have, we've talked a lot about brain health. We've talked about the nutrition. We've talked about the exercise.
Yes.
We've talked about the mind-stimulating activities.
Great.
What are some of the most memorable activities that you have done over the years as a respite program?
Okay, so we talked about God's Word, the foundation. When we do devotions, that opens a door for these folks to just go back in their memories, in something might touch on something. So we had a gentleman that was in the Navy, and he was an alcoholic, and he shared about how God had touched him. This was in one of our devotions, and healed him from his alcoholism.
Wow.
We have just so God's Word. music brings out our mm-hmm. folks. We have this incredible musician, Kevin Hyde, that plays 3 days a week at Grace Arbor. And what he pulls out of our folks, the joy, the foot tapping, mm-hmm. the movement, the memories that songs bring, yep. it's just incredible. And then there were the ridiculous things, like we did the Olympics and we did hockey and we did ladies figure skating. And, you know, the just to do a game with our folks, we learned that even though they're older adults, they are very competitive and they want to win. And art, we have done some amazing art projects. One of the art projects that I did a training on was Metropolitan Museum of Art did a gallery experience. And we brought that to Grace Arbor and we looked at fine art. And we had a nonverbal man one day looking at a piece of art get up and say, "I've been there."
Wow.
So go on and on.
No,
got me on a roll. Sorry.
No, this is great. I mean, I'm thinking, why have we not made this an hour show? So, yeah. And that leads me to my one of my key questions for you is, so if someone's listening and yes. they are part of a ministry or they're just part of a church out there and they're listening right now and they are hearing the Holy Spirit tug at them mm-hmm. and say, this is something I want you to explore. This is something I want you to go back to your congregation, go back to your pastors and talk. How do they even begin? What are the first steps if anyone has an interest in beginning a program like this at their own church?
Well, I hope they would give me a call or email me, Robin, Robin.dill. at comcast.net. That's my email.
Okay.
But I have written two books, Walking with Grace, and the recent one is Walking with Grace Revised. And it tells you step by step how to start a ministry. And so go on Amazon and you can mm-hmm. pick that up and just read the steps of doing it. Praying, absolutely. But I think going and seeing, too, mm-hmm. and just getting a group together and say, hey, let's explore this possibility.
That is awesome. That is our goal today, is just to inform everyone about what that program is, what a respite opportunity it is
yes.
for caregivers. You know, there's only so much we can do at home for our loved ones. And I remember early on with when our son was born, you know, he was my world and everything revolved around him. And I make that analogy because oftentimes as a caregiver, our person we're caregiving for becomes our world.
That's right.
And we want to do everything for them. But there are things that we maybe can't provide for them, a peer group, an engaging activity schedule like that.
That's right.
And just like we all need to be ministered to and have other people around us outside of the house, so do our adults with dementia and Alzheimer's.
So absolutely. Absolutely.
What a blessing this is. Well, I'm just going to repeat some of that information. And first and foremost, you can reach out to Senior Provisions and we will connect you with Robin Dill. So if you get to our website or you can go to, and do you have a website as well?
I've got a blog. I'm doing a blog right now and it's on faith and caregiving and dementia.
Wonderful. Mm. Okay.
And it's R. Dill Walking with Grace at WordPress.
Oh, that's
R. Dill blog.
Well, I will make sure that we get that listed so that mm-hmm. Everyone can get to that. And we've been sharing some of those as well on our Facebook page. So as always, if you have any questions about congregational respite programs in your area, how to begin one, any of our upcoming events, or any question concerning senior care, reach out to us at 888-979-8783, or you can go to seniorprovisions.com. And as always, we would love to hear what questions you have about senior care. Who knows? We might be able to bring that topic on an upcoming show. So as always, I want to sign off with our foundational scripture, Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no better provision than Christ Jesus himself. God bless and have a great week.